Benidorm, something that we've wondered about for a long time
when it was going to happen. Well, today was obviously the day.
Thanks very much for that, Danny. Danny Collins is editor of the Costa Blanca News.
Time now is 24 minutes past four. You're listening to Good Evening Wales with Sian Parry-Hughes and Mark Hutchings. Now, if you wish upon a star, then the choice is enormous. Astronomers reckon they've come up with the most accurate figure yet for the number of stars in the sky. It's 70 sextillion, which my clever friends tell me is 70,000 million million million. That's a lot of noughts, and it means there are more stars out there than there are grains of sand in all of Earth's deserts and beaches. Let's hear from Dr. Joe Lisk, who's from the Royal Observatory in Edinburgh and helped with the calculation. Gosh, where did you start?
Well, where we started was first to count the number, try and counting the number of stars first, and in the end we came up with a number and said, well, how can we what can we compare that to, and then we try to figure out how many grains of sand there were. I think that was the order in which we proceeded.
Right. Now, I'd have thought, if you asked me, and I'm not a scientist, that there'd be more grains of sand than stars.
Yes, it's a slightly peculiar coincidence, isn't it? Yeah, that these two numbers come out to be roughly similar. But you have to remember that there's an awful lot of space out there. The universe is very, very big. And there's an awful lot of galaxies out there, and each of those galaxies contains, on the order of several hundreds of billions of stars, where each galaxy is something similar to our own Milky Way. And we believe that our own Milky Way contains on the order of 300 billion stars, so that's quite a lot right there.
This figure means nothing to me. I can only imagine how many noughts there are in it. So does it mean something to you and to other astronomers?
Astronomers tend to be being used to working with very large numbers and great numbers, but usually we have sort of shorter acronyms for them, and we don't usually use these numbers. We usually speak in powers of 10. But yes, we are used to large orders of magnitude, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can imagine them or anything. I can't imagine 70 sextillion or whatever any more than you can.
I'm pleased to hear that, I think. What about the chances, though? Does that put into perspective the chances of there being life out there somewhere?
Yeah, sure. That certainly comes into it. That's one of the major factors that comes into it. If you try to estimate estimate the probability that there is life in the universe out there somewhere, then knowing how many stars there are is certainly one of the factors that does come in. And so there's an awful lot of stars, and each of those stars could potentially host a planet which can host life. We're very much in the process of finding out some of the unknowns in these processes. In the last few years, we've gathered lots of data and knowledge about stars outside our own, about planets outside our own solar system. So, a large number like this certainly increases the chances, if you will. But the verdict on that issue is certainly still out. There are still many unknowns, something like how quickly, even if the conditions for life are right, does life necessarily occur? And even if it does it necessarily develop into intelligent life as we understand it? So there are still a lot of unknowns about this whole process. So the verdict is really still out on that.
Thank you. That's Dr. Joe Lisk.
Just think, if you wrote out 70,000 million, 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 how many commas would you have to put in?
You'd be here till the end of the programme, I can tell you that.
You'd never stop, that's for sure. The time is 4:27.
The Lark Ascending, a rhapsodic evocation of the British countryside. At 7:30 tomorrow evening, I'll be presenting the